Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Zvochim, Daf Pei Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Madalef at the beginning of the page. Ulubash Yishmol, B'shem Rabbi Yeruchon, Paita Adam, Es Tvalai, B'sa'a, Achas, Shal Tevel, Kethiru Oise, maybe Sa'a Achas, Shal Tevel, Va'isa, Oise, Sheini, Upaita Oise, V'choiz, Va'isa, Oise, Tumas Ma'ase, Lemokoim Acher. Ulubash Yishmol, quoting Rabbi Yeruchon, says that a person can exempt his Tevel with one Sa'a of Tevel. How is this? He brings a sa'a of tevel and makes it masa sheni. He then redeems it and makes it into tumas masa for its or other masa rishon. And this shows that he reasons that it's possible to declare masa sheni before masa rishon. Nachas ula l'taman v'amar b'shem Rabbi Yochanan v'chavrun alui. Ula went to Babel and he said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and the people there came together to question it. Heisiv of sheshes v'hamas nisa pelige hay lefanav shtei kalkulei shel tevel v'taniyala noitel min hashnia. Shnei ta'inim v'shnei yisurim v'yisuri shal isa v'yitol shnei ta'inim v'yasa oisan sheni v'yifta v'yachza v'yasam tumas ma'aser l'makom acher. Rav Sheshis asked the question that the Mishnah later on disagrees with this. If a person had two baskets of tevel and he said that the ma'asers of A should be in B and vice versa, A becomes tithes but B does not become tithes. The Tosefta explains that he takes two figs as tumah from B and two tenths, meaning Ma'aser Rishon and Sheni, and a tenth of one of the tenths as Tumas Ma'aser. According to the teaching of Rabbi Yochanan, why not take two figs and declare them Ma'aser Sheni, and then redeem them and make them into Tumas Ma'aser? Amar Rav Manna, Ve'en Sheni Shebrishoina Tovo L'Rishon Shebishnia. Rav Manna is coming to explain the question even more. The Ma'aser Sheni in the second basket, which is separated for the produce in the first basket, still hasn't had its own Ma'aser Rishon taken. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you should be able to redeem it and then turn it into Ma'aser Rishon. Amar Chananya, Taman, Karishu, Toivel, L'Rishoin, U'L'Sheini. But Amhacha, Sheini, Shenitkan, Machmas, Rishoin, Atchoiz, V'Isa, Isa, Rishoin. Rav Chananya answers, there, both baskets were Tevel, and he needed to separate all of the tithes from the first basket to fix up both. But here, the Ma'aser Rishon is already taken, he's now coming to take Ma'aser Sheini, so after Ma'aser Sheini is separated, he can then make it Ma'aser Rishon to be able to separate Tumas Ma'aser. And we now come to the next part of the Mishnah, Shemen, Agaldi, Sach, The Mishnah taught that the oil that a weaver rubs between his fingers is obligated in demai, but the oil that the koma adds to his wool is exempt from demai. Ma bin zeh lazeh, zeh agav gufa batel, zeh agav tzemeh hu batel. What's the difference between these two cases? On the weaver's fingers, it's absorbed as if he ate it, so it's obligated. The oil is absorbed into the wool, but not into the koma's body, so it's exempt. Hadnalach per kakalin.